USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led vote in the House on a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency has passed. The resolution passed by a 245-182 vote on Tuesday in the House. President Trump's former personal attorney is ending his first day of a high-profile testimony before a congressional committee. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana on what we can learn from Cohen.
He does not impress Mr. Cohen. He lied to us once. Anything he says, I think that the American people need to be very, very skeptical about any allegations.
Cohen will be testifying before a House Oversight Committee on Wednesday in an open hearing. And President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA.
Yep, soak it in.
You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Michael Cohen is testifying behind closed doors to a Senate Intelligence Committee. This is the first of three hearings. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, on Cohen's testimony.
He does not impress Mr. Cohen. He lied to us once. Anything he said, I think that the American people need to be very, very skeptical.
Consumer confidence is on the rise. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index increased in February to 131.4, up from a reading of 121.7 in January. Consumer confidence rebounding in February after 3 months of consecutive declines, according to Lynn Franco, the senior director of economic indicators at the board, who says in a statement, quote, "The present situation index improved as consumers continue to view both business and labor market conditions favorably." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott agreed on Tuesday that there is a crisis at his state's border with Mexico, and fencing does work to help alleviate some of the emergency. He also tells Fox News,
"We had thousands of people gathered just across the Texas border in Eagle Pass, Texas, where there is no fence, there is no wall. It was open. We had to deploy Texas Department of Public Safety troopers as well as the National Guard to make sure that this caravan did not come across the border. Understand this, there are more than 300,000 people coming across the border every year into the state of Texas. Remember the drug busts that have taken place. A couple of weeks ago, there was a massive meth drug bust that took place. And last month, remember, there was more fentanyl, the very dangerous opioid that was found coming across the border that could have killed every man, woman, and child in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. And so this is serious. And the president is authorized by laws that already exist to build fencing on the wall to prevent people from coming in and bringing drugs in.
Home prices are on the rise. According to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices increased almost 5% in December. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Atlanta have the highest reported gains over the last year. Low mortgage rates are giving sales a boost, while home prices remain high across most major metropolitan areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.